the facts may not matter a lot in some places, but they matter here every single day. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the Democrats hoping to change the subject to anything but impeachment in some areas as they head toward Iowa and New Hampshire. In fact, they are so concerned they just scheduled a pile of new debate. Number two, voters in the UK went to the polls yesterday in the biggest vote since Brexit. And once again, the British, the Irish reject globalist elites. In fact, liberals took their worst beating since 1935. And number one, the idiocy that is impeachment continues at a breakneck speed, except that the Democrats threw on the brakes last night so they could be well rested before they go in front of the cameras again today. I swear, Jerry Nadler called the committee and said, hey, we'll be back tomorrow, and walks out. And the Republicans are like, what are you doing? No parliamentary discussion, no anything. They just walked out. They've got to be fresh for the cameras. The reason is the Democrats are shocked and frightened as they should be. I'm going to tell you right now, the rejection of the socialist, globalist, elitist agenda across the pond is startling. Boris Johnson's victory is massive. Massive. It's a landslide victory in the UK. And just as Brexit was the harbinger of what was going to happen for America, the omen of Donald Trump was Brexit. And I'm going to tell you now, the rejection of socialism across the board. In effect, a second Brexit referendum is what happened yesterday, and it was a massive win for the Conservatives. The Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn, rejected across the nation. And let me tell you something. Some of those places have never sent a conservative to parliament. The theme of the night became clear when early on, one of the first constituencies to declare a result, Blythe Valley, it went to the conservatives. That district was created in 1950. It has never sent a conservative to parliament. This is a rejection across the board of the policies being peddled in Western nations around the world. And this was a vast rejection. England will now have its sovereignty back. It will no longer answer to The Hague or Brussels or anywhere else in the EU. And Donald Trump, for his part, said, hey, good news. We'll put together a massive trade deal for the United Kingdom. It's the worst loss. It's unbelievable. It's the worst loss by the Liberals, by the Labour Party, since 1935. Just think about that. The worst loss since 1935. The vast majority of anybody alive cannot even remember, was not even alive the last time the Liberals were beaten so soundly, so completely, so across the board. There's a new day coming. And I can assure you that the Democrats in America, if they continue to ignore all the signs, they do so at their own peril. Speaking of signs, I just had this cross my desk. Not one poll, not just two. Three new polls. Now placing Donald Trump, the president's approval ratings among likely black voters in the mid-30s. Cannot overstate how important this would be in the mid-30s. Rasmussen at 34% support for the president. This is likely black voters in America. Emerson, 34.5%. And a new Marist poll has Trump at 33%. 33, 34, 34 and a half. It's real. The Democrats should take notice. Well, that is if they ever come up for air from what's going on with the impeachment nonsense. You know, even to places like Chicken Noodle News, Gloria Borger. Let me give you some examples. The mainstream media gets it. The mainstream media is getting it, and even the liberal cable networks get it now. The impeachment's been a failure. It gets smaller and smaller and smaller. Honey, I Shrunk the Impeachment. It goes from quid pro quo and bribery and extortion, obstruction of justice to obstruction of Congress and abuse of power. Oh, it's so thin and so weak, it's worse than weak tea. Let's go to bite number two. Gloria Borger on CNN, as she's seeing the tea leaves, she can't even ignore them. Bite two, go.
This morning, I think it was this morning, we were talking about the polling and what we were pointing to independent voters and how, if you're just looking at those independent voters, the polls do not look good for the Democrats.
No, don't look good. Let me tell you something that has occurred now. All right, something that has occurred now, speaking of polling, and this is important. The polling now shows impeachment at its lowest level for support since they began taking polls on it October the 1st. I told you that a couple of days ago. In that 2 days, from the 10th of December, support for impeachment was at 48%. Then it went to 47%. On the 11th. And then yesterday, it's down to 46%. It's a roller coaster ride into oblivion. Jeffrey Toobin, also on CNN, and a notorious Trump hater, ready to concede that this is an epic failure on the part of the Democrats. I've been telling you this for so long. The snake oil isn't selling. Bite number three, Jeffrey Toobin, bite three, go.
It's significant, Jeffrey Toobin. What we're seeing right now, the Republicans are making their arguments, well-known arguments. The Democrats are countering with their arguments, well-known arguments. They're simply going back and forth. A whole lot of new information, though, has not come forward.
Wolf, I move to strike the last word.
you get 5 minutes.
That means I'm allowed to talk. you know what struck me about this hearing was how Donald Trump, in a way, has already won. How much did we hear about Hunter Biden? Over and over again about Hunter Biden. That's what the Republicans are talking about constantly. And, you know, there are questions about Hunter Biden's behavior. And so
Trump has already won. That's the real takeaway here. Trump has already won. He's moving forward. I'm do not understate the magnitude of what has happened in the UK. It is related. It is a rejection of people who want to be free and autonomous and accountable to themselves and their family and their community. It is a rejection of massive government takeovers. It is a rejection of socialism. It is a rejection of everything the left is standing for. The Green New Deal, 90% income taxes, open borders. It is a rejection across the board in the UK, the same sentiment is palpable here in the United States. The rejection of all of those policies now a little more than 10 months away here. And the impeachment, meaningless, as it always has been. That too will be rejected. 14 after on a Friday the 13th. Bad day for Democrats. I'm Steve Gruber. It's the Steve Gruber Show. You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Sweet strawberry icing.
You're in Goodwill and just past that vintage denim jacket you spot. Miniature donut earrings. You lean in. Ah, that's the scent of shopping success. Because at Goodwill, every item you buy is local job training and more. So bring home those donut earrings and bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.